You know, I do. Not satisfied, but I feel great that we've been able to sustain it, because it's so hard to sustain success. And for us to feel like we're competing for championships, you know, every year, even the year we didn't win it, we lost by one game to Northern Iowa. So, you know, I think sustained success is what you want in a program, to be there playing for a championship year after year and not satisfied. I mean, I love in that and doing it where you're being chased. You know, I think one of the things about sustaining success is that you're going to start getting chased. And we've been chased the last 4 years, and you got to create your own chase within your program. And I just, you know, I love the older guys that they've poured into the younger guys. I think they feel like they're chasing all the time. And that's a good feeling. That's a good mindset, I should say, is that there's no entitlement. There's no relaxation, that these guys are chasing, and they really want more. That and a skill development about getting better. And I've had great assistants here, and I've lost a lot of assistants over the years getting poached, and we seem to bring the right guys back in. And we've created an atmosphere of skill development in the off season, of just being completely immersed in doing what you need to do to get better individually. And then we come together when we come together as a team. And I think that's really cool. We sell that to recruiting about the energy that we have with that aspect of our program, the development piece, and obviously the recruiting piece. I mean, it's you got to recruit those kind of guys that are talented enough to get there, to get to that level of being a player of the year, and also have those intangibles to work and get better.